For the second time in 3 weeks, the Oilers left the Smoke Eaters trailing behind. The Okotoks Oilers rallied for 3 third-period goals to upend the Trail Smoke Eaters by a 4-2 count Saturday night at the Viking Rentals Center for their second win in 2 meetings with their new Interior Conference foes. "We had a game plan," said Oilers captain Jackson Roland on the comeback. "We wanted more pucks to the net, more shots and to get on their D-men, and it just worked out for us." With the Oilers trailing 2-1 after 40 minutes, the rally started with Hunter Saka converting in the slot off a sublime behind-the-net feed from linemate Brock Sauch. The playmaker then turned finisher with a well-placed wrist shot through a screen to give the hosts their first lead of the game. "I had a chance to shoot about 5 seconds before that and, Sile, Clayton made a good play over to me," Sauch said. "Saka had a good screen there and I just picked my corner." Roland completed the scoring with a power play tally in the late stages, ending a challenging night on special teams with Trail striking twice for shorthanded goals on a high note. Olivier Ciarlo made 32 saves to earn his 10th win for the Oil. "We just wanted to stick to our game," Sauch said. "Didn't want to change too much, we were playing well. Those 2 penalty kill goals for them hurt us and it was good to get one back there on the power play and we stuck with it in the third period." Okotoks, 10-13, improved to 8-4 at home this season, 2 of the wins coming at the expense of a high-octane Smoke Eaters team that sits 4th in the Interior. "It's super important, we want teams in the league to know that we come hard and we're here to play, so those are 2 big wins against Trail," Roland said. "They're fast and they're aggressive and they're big, so we try to battle them as hard as we can and beat them to the net." On Friday, the Oilers dropped their first meeting of the season with the Spruce Grove Saints by a 7-3 score. Saka, Joey Meredith and Jamie Hakita scored for the visitors in a feisty game featuring 3 fights and a combined 56 penalty minutes. A rivalry that has built over the years, only extenuated from last year's BCHL play-in round. "They're a hard, fast team and super aggressive," Roland said. "They hate us, we hate them, so I'm excited for the next game." Okotoks and Spruce Grove meet again on Friday, December 13th at the Viking Rentals Center in the Oilers' last home game before the holiday break. The Oil are in Sherwood Park the following night to complete the weekend schedule. For more information, go to okotoksoilers.com.